having a
what
job.
Were you, what were you doing at college?
I was working in radio.
Well, wow. Were you? Right, okay.
But not this type of radio. I was actually working for audio documentaries, and I was in charge of editing out the ums and the ahs and the coughs.
Right, okay. This would be quite a challenge on this show.
Well, this was more documentary, so I just would sit there with Pro Tools and for hours look at the files and listen to it and get rid of all the superfluous parts.
So to
and
escape,
that's how I learned how to record.
Right, yeah.
On Pro Tools.
Yeah.
Albeit poorly. And Chris Taylor's the real producer, engineer. But that first album, Horn of Plenty, the lo-fi bedroom one, is my attempt at recording solo. And then it just sort of from there, I met Chris Baer through a friend. He introduced me to Chris Taylor. And they both knew Daniel. And the next thing we knew, within 3 months, we were touring, playing to 10 people every night. Yeah. You know, we toured. I don't know why we toured. We thought we had to, but it was, in retrospect, sort of pointless. But
well, if you're a band, you get in a car and go places and play. Well,
that's what
you do.
We were just like, we're going to book our own tour. We're going to do it. We did the whole thing ourselves.
Yeah.
And we played diners, you know, while people were eating. We did the whole shebang. We took whatever venue would take us.
Yeah. And was it a formative and character-building experience?
It was. I mean, it was good because it was sort of like getting to know each other, figuring out how to reinterpret the songs live. You know, I felt like we really put in the road warrior hours in terms of like sleeping on people's floors, dealing with their cats, you know.
Yeah,
all those things that one does when you're in a van doing it yourself.